You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
You are listening to William Hill's In Play Radio. Going to take a quick break out now to talk cricket. We've got the fourth test between England and India taking place. That gets underway Thursday morning about 11 a.m. with England looking to bounce back after a disappointment in the third test. They head to the Rose Bowl for test number four, joined by James Butler to take a look at this fourth test. And first and foremost, James, as I mentioned there, England need to bounce back from a pretty disappointing effort in the last test. Ben Stokes and Josh Butler added a degree of respectability to the final score, but it was still a bit of a battering.
Number of points, you can't win them all.
Yeah, and true.
And England certainly don't do that. And one of the things with England is they've always had a recent history of coming back and coming back from adversity. When they've had a bad test match, you usually tend to find that they play very well in the next one. It's stringing them together that England have never been that good at. And I think, yeah, people are quick to forget that England are still very much 2-1 up in the series against the number one side in the world. They controlled the first two test matches of the series. I'd have been seriously disappointed this summer if India hadn't shown some fight, and they did do. And
yes,
that's, I think, good for the test series. I still think England win the series, and I still think England do the play down in Southampton. I checked the weather forecast just before we pressed record on this, because it's absolutely throwing it down in Leeds at the time of recording, but there looks like the sunshine down in Southampton for the 5 days, so it should be play, it should be a decent batting track down there, and I think England will grit their teeth, be galvanised from that defeat and come back strongly.
England even money, the draw is 9-2 in India, priced up at 6-4. I was going to say, does the draw become a player with the weather that we've been having, but hopefully we'll get 5 days of play. In terms of the team news, obviously we're still waiting on news of Johnny Bairstow's potentially fractured, potentially broken finger. James Vince has come into the side instead to provide cover, which would mean Johnny Bairstow likely to play as a specialist batsman. I mentioned his name there. He was one of the only bright points in the second innings in the last test.
Johnny Bairstow has been one of the bright points for England, yeah, for the last 2 years, really. I think in the last 12 months, he scored more international runs across all formats than anybody else in the world.
Okay.
If you look at the England averages for this series, I think Johnny averages mid-40s. Everybody else is down there in the 20s or less. It's been a disappointing summer. I think part of that is because it's been a bowler-friendly condition so far.
Yes.
So the bowlers have made hay while the batsmen have struggled to lay bat on ball and tended to have found edges rather than the middle of the bat at times. But Johnny, yeah, he's a fantastic player. He's really come of age over the last 24 months. And it would be a big miss if he's not deemed fit enough to play. Yeah, forget the gloves for a second, but just as a batsman, as a middle order player there, he really does provide some solidity. When England are often 45 for 3, he comes in and makes things better. And it would be a big miss if they didn't have him. James Vince has been a little bit hit and miss in England's middle order. He obviously went down to the Ashes. He's played before in England. And he is a very, very fine county player. If he could just translate that consistency to a player in an England shirt, he would be a terrific test player. But it's a big step up, and you can't afford to turn off at all at test level. James Vince tends to. He gets some pretty innings behind him, then all of a sudden flashes outside the off stump at a wide one. Bowling's too good, and he edges to first or second slip, and that's been his undoing so far. If he does get the chance, he'll be playing on his home track because he's a Hampshire player, and it's a big opportunity for him to stake a claim before the winter.
He's 5-1, James Vince, and the aforementioned Johnny Bairstow also 5-1. This is in the top England batsman market. Obviously, the injury concerns are there for Johnny Bairstow, but that 5-1 could look huge if he is able to take part. And those that are shorter than them in the betting, Joe Root 11-4, he's always got to be considered. Alistair Cook at 4-1, though. I think I read somewhere last week, James, that his England average total is 19-point-something, which is disastrous for an opener, really.
Well, I've been recording these with John Gibby over the last few weeks, and he's been asking me about Alistair Cook, and I've flipped and flopped between, yeah, defending him and then thinking, well, maybe he is just kind of getting towards his sell-by date in terms of an international player. There's no doubt. You have to look at his record. He's been one of England's best batsmen of all time over the last 10 years or so. But there are signs that he's not quite getting the runs that he used to get. The consistency's gone. Sometimes, though, with Alistair Cook, if you look at his career, whenever he's been starting to get criticism, that's when he does grit his teeth and he comes out and hits 256 and basically sticks two fingers up at the media, metaphorically.
Yes.
He's far too polite to do that in real life. But you know, this is where it's going to be tested again. Can Alistair Cook come back, or are we seeing the end of an England great? Not quite sure, to be honest. But as you say, you can't back a 4-1 on somebody who isn't actually scoring any runs at the moment. So in that batting market, Joe Root is obviously the play, the sensible play. If you're looking to preserve your money and give yourself the biggest chance of winning, then Joe Root's your man. But Johnny Bairstow, even James Vince, if he comes in for him, Keaton Jennings is under pressure as well.
Yeah,
two openers are both under pressure. So there is some value further down that order. But sensible play is Joe Root. The kind of half stakes, bigger odds play is either Vince or Bairstow, depending on who fills that spot.
On to the bowlers then, and James Anderson obviously 7-4 to be the top England bowler. Stuart Broad 130 with Chris Wilkes. Sam Curran 7-2, he's 9-2 and bigger than rest. Quick word before we get stuck into this market, where do you stand on Moeen Ali, who obviously excelled with both bat and ball in the county championship during the last test where England was struggling? He staked a real claim for a recall to the side.
He has, and he deserved to be called up to the squad. He will go on tour in the winter because England go to places like Sri Lanka where they need spinners, and they'll play more than one spinner. Adil Rashid, though, came in, he's played 3 test matches now. I think he's taken 7 wickets at 20 something. Hasn't done anything wrong, really. So I don't think there's been he hasn't had too much bowling to do. So I don't think there's anything to suggest that he's not still the first spinner in England's lineup. But if Johnny Bairstow doesn't play and England want to go a different route, then you could quite, and they see a bit of spin in that Southampton track, then you could quite easily bring Moeen Ali in to shore up that middle order and to play him as the second spinner. I'm a little bit concerned with Moeen Ali because when he has played in the last sort of 18 months, he's been the sort of guy that's gone out there and he's tried to play almost like a one-day innings in a test environment. And it's a different game, and you can't just basically go out there and hit for fun all the way through an innings at times. And he has thrown his wicket away sometimes. So if he does play, I want to see a grown-up Moeen Ali rather than somebody who is a bit more cavalier.
OK. Are you still with the seamers then in the bowling markets?
I think so. I mean, Southampton can be, and you know, if the sun does come out, Southampton can be quite a good scoring track for batsmen. So it's a nice wicket to play on. So I think we could see quite a few runs there. But, you know, Jimmy Anderson is the best bowler, I think, that England have ever had. Chris Wilkes has come back into the England team, played really well. Stuart Broad's been okay. He kind of tends to have a couple of test matches where he goes to sleep a little bit and then comes back and sticks his hand up again. It's going to be interesting to see who they choose, because there was the big selection debate ahead of the third test match. Ben Stokes came back in. Sam Curran fell by the wayside. Not the best message to send to a youngster, I don't think. That you can go out to Bristol till 3 o'clock in the morning, punch a few people and walk back into a test team. But I'd like to see Sam Curran come back into that side, because his left arm provides a little bit more variety than, you know, just a load of right arm fast medium seamers can get a bit of a muchness. So I'd like to see him come back in. Be interesting to see how they shape that bowling attack, but I'd be with Jimmy Anderson and maybe have a nibble on Adil Rashid, because Southampton does take spin at times.
Okay, and on the Indian side of things, the top Indian batsman market, Virat Kohli, justifiably short at 15-8. He's been a joy to watch this summer.
Absolutely. He's proved a few doubters wrong. He didn't score runs in the past in England. He's come over here. He's been their Rolls Royce. He's the best player in the world at the moment. There's no doubt about that in my mind. We've had debates over the last few years about who is. Well, Virat Kohli is at the moment. He's your equivalent of Joe Root in the market. He's your sensible play. If anybody's going to go and score 100, chances are it's going to be Virat Kohli. So that's your bet. Chetswar Pujara is another one who is a very much a test match orientated player. You have to wait longer for your runs because he concentrates and digs in. But him at 7-2, a second favourite, is quite right in the market. He's your nibble, but Virat Kohli is where you put your money.
And the Indian bowling market, which is the most wide open of those main markets that we tend to discuss, Ashwin Sharma and Bumrah all 3-1, and it kind of feels like take your pick. And we can't discount the likes of Mohammad Shami and Yadav as well, who aren't too far behind them in the betting. This is a tricky one to have a bet.
To be honest, I mean, it's much of a muchness there. No disrespect to them, they're all good bowlers.
Yeah.
Ravi Ashwin looked a little bit injured in the last test match. He's their premier spinner. Bumrah, Sharma, you can see why you'd back them. But Hardik Pandya took a fifer in the last test match. He's 9-2. If you're going to have a bet in that market, why not take the biggest price? He's as likely to take wickets as some of the others, and 9-2 is all right on him.
Okay. And finally, just wrap up any other bets that you like here. We've discussed some of the main match markets. Is there anything else that caught the eye?
I think what I'd have a look at as well. I always like man of the match markets.
Yes.
You get value there. In the one-day cricket, you tend to look at the all-rounders because they can chip in with both disciplines. Obviously, that same applies in test matches. But generally speaking, you look at the guy that's going to score the most runs or take a load of wickets. Batting usually rules the roost because it's the sexier occupation in terms of a cricketer.
It's like why no defenders ever win the Ballon d'Or.
Exactly. If Virat Kohli does well, India will do well. He'll probably be man of the match. Likewise with Joe Root. The two captains will lead from the front. They'll be looked to from their teammates. Root's 9-1, Virat Kohli's 13-2. You could be worse than splitting your stakes across those two.
Good stuff. James, thank you for that. Pleasure as always, and enjoy the fourth test.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.